All right. Bo Nix, not Caleb Williams, beat out Jaden Daniels for Rookie of the Month in the NFL in October. Jaden wins it in September, and now Nix wins it in October. And if you're saying, well, wait a second, Daniels keeps winning Rookie of the Week, how did he not win Rookie of the Month? Well, Rookie of the Week, the one that you guys always hear about, that, you know, Pepsi one, it's just a fan vote. It's just a bunch of people, Twitter or otherwise, I'm not even sure exactly where. I think just online, voting. And so really, while it's cool, it doesn't have anything to do with who's going to win the Rookie of the Year award or, in this case, the Rookie of the Month award. But if you stack up the numbers side by side, Daniels has a case. Now, I will say, I also understand why they gave it to Bo Nix. So here are the numbers side by side. And you tell me which of the two you would have given the award to. Okay?
Gotcha.
870 passing yards versus 839. 149 rushing yards versus 206. 9 total touchdowns versus 4. And a 102.7 quarterback rating versus 97.4. Would you go with player A, 870, 149, 9, 102.7, or player B, 839, 206, 4, and 97.4?
It's player A, and that's Nix. I happen to know those stats because when I saw it, I went, wait, what? Something, it's not Jaden Daniels, and I looked it up and I said, damn, he's actually been really, really good this month.
I think the thing that hurt Daniels here is the touchdowns.
I'm sure of it, yeah.
He does not really throw touchdowns. Now, that's overstated. I mean, I shouldn't say it that way.
At the same clip as some of the other league leaders. I think that's fair.
I mean, this is an Alex Smithian touchdown thing we got going here, and I think this could explode at any moment. He could have, you know, if he goes out and has a 4-touchdown game against the Giants, well, now all of a sudden he's on pace for 25, and that's a very good number for a rookie. But for right now, he is on pace to throw like 16 touchdowns for the year. What you have to do with rushing quarterbacks, Danny, as you know, is then add in the rushing touchdown element of it, and he does run for touchdowns. So he has 4 of those, and he's on pace, you know, let's say for 8 over the course of the season. So now all of a sudden, you know, 17 plus 8, you get him to the mid-20s in touchdowns, and it makes it work. But if Caleb Williams throws for 30 and you're throwing for 17, that's going to hurt you. You know,
totally
if Bo Nix, I mean, it's 2-1. It's 9-4 this month in touchdowns. That's going to come back to bite you in the butt. He threw for more yards, higher rated passer. The only thing Daniels outdid him in was rushing yards. And at the quarterback position, while that's a big deal, that's just not going to win you the award by itself.
Absolutely. And this isn't a knock on Daniels. Nix is actually incredible. Now, Denver's played, we talked about this yesterday a bit, of a garbage schedule here as they've ripped off 5 out of 6 and got themselves into second place in that division. But they're 3-1 in October, and Nix has played his best football. That 7-1 touchdown to interception ratio, QB rating over 100, as you said. He's also running the ball pretty effectively. It's not Daniels, right? It's not design stuff or some of those dramatic oh my god type plays. And remember, Daniels missed 90% of a game in there as well, which
I
think probably hurts
the
accumulation. Yeah.
Daniels had the Browns game where he got sat for the fourth quarter, and he missed 3/4 of the game against the Panthers. So he quite literally played one fewer game in terms of just overall quarters than Bo Nix. So the passing yards probably would have been substantially higher. Maybe he closes the gap. Let's say he throws 2 more touchdowns or something. Now it's 9-6. Like, you can make the case, Danny, he would have won the award possibly if he played in those 5 quarters, or I guess it would have been 4 quarters of football. But I don't think you can have, based on how it played out, how Nix played, how Daniels played, I don't think you can have take big issue or have a big gripe. I saw the Commanders fans were like livid about this. Again, stack them up side by side. You can understand why the award went where it did.
Without a doubt. And again, this anything that's not someone else played well, like, people take it so personally. You know what I mean? That it's somehow anti-Daniels.
It's so out of control the way people are.
And it's great. I mean, I love having that problem where our guy is the golden boy and it's the best and he is awesome. Me saying, hey, Bo Nix has played really good football for a month, I'll take Jaden Daniels every time. Thank you. I still want Jaden Daniels. I want nothing to do with Bo Nix. I'm glad our guy is here. Simply an acknowledgement another person has played well doesn't change anything about our guy, I promise you.
Yeah. One of them is decidedly a better prospect and has been since before the draft, and his name is Jaden Daniels.